Greetings, fellow comic nerds. Jay here from the Just Us Nerds podcast, and I'm here with another review of the X-Men 97 cartoon. I just finished watching episode number 4, entitled Montendo, /Life-Death. Doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it? So, overall, I'm still enjoying this show. I love the nostalgia callbacks. I love how they're continuing the story. I was a little confused on this episode. It felt like you either could have done one story or the other. I'm not quite sure why they put these two stories together. Just a warning, heavy spoilers. First half of the episode, we've got an adventure between Roberto and Jubilee. Suddenly, I'm from the South. In Mojo World, love that. Fantastic. Absolutely, me and about 1,000 other geeks going to love the callback to the X-Men arcade game. That was one of my favorite moments of the episode. I felt like we could have spent more time in this world. I was a little disappointed that we didn't get any of the other kind of Mojo World characters that we've been introduced to before. No Longshot, no Dazzler. Maybe they're saving that for part two. They were showing that this was a part one. But it was just curious to me that you have this little mini adventure with Jubilee and Roberto in Mojo World, and then we have this longer story involving Storm and Forge, much more of, the first story in Mojo World is played mainly for laughs, I think, whereas the second story with Storm and Forge, a bit more serious, a bit more dramatic. We're still getting some of those sort of, I'm getting those Batman the Animated Series vibe from watching this and in the way they portray the characters. It's a bit more, I've said this before, a bit more of a grown-up X-Men cartoon than what we originally got on Fox Kids. So, let me see. First half, the adventure in Mojo World. This actually had been leaked to me on the internet, and I had seen previews of the putting the 16-bit art into the episode. Absolutely love that. That was so great. Like many of you, I played the X-Men arcade game every time it was available to me as a kid. Impossible game, devoured all my quarters. So glad now that I can play it on you can find it on the internet if you want to. There's retro gaming sites where you can go and play it, but so much fun. And I feel like they were trying to put, well, they weren't really subtle about it. This message about nostalgia and don't being so immersed in a nostalgia that you forget to live. Sort of like the, if you've ever seen any of the Harry Potter movies, there's this, Master of all things nerdy, and I can't remember the name of the damn mirror, but there's the magic mirror that Harry Potter, and anyone who looks into it, you see your fondest desire, and the whole message in the story about not being so caught up in fantasy that you forget to live. I thought that was a really interesting theme and could have been explored a little more. Maybe I'm asking too much from a children's cartoon, but I think if you're going to try to go there, really go there and really tell the story. I didn't think it matched up too well with the sort of the initial conflict, if you want to call it a conflict, that Jubilee's going through at the beginning of the episode. It's her 18th birthday. She wants to go to the arcade. I'm not quite sure how that ties in with the message of nostalgia. It was kind of a cool surprise. It was an interesting plot twist that the person that is saving her and Roberto through the course of the game is an older version of Jubilee, sort of a beta-tested version. I'm actually surprised that she made it out of the episode. I thought that there was going to be some maybe moment of sacrifice where you have this, she has to see this older version of herself sacrifice herself, but that didn't happen. Maybe that's, again, for part two. Maybe they're wanting to establish this as a recurring character on the show. I'm not sure, but that first half, it was charming. It was definitely it tickled the nostalgia bone. So I liked it. I felt like either flesh it out and make an entire episode about that, or just do away with it altogether and focus more on the Storm and Forge story. It just was a weird combination. So second half, the Forge and Storm story, terrific. I mean, it's echoing some of the great stories from the 80s, the love story between Forge and Storm. I get it. It's a 30-minute cartoon. They have to compress everything. I feel like the romance was a little bit rushed. She meets him, and I guess it's passage of time is kind of fuzzy too, so you're not quite sure how long they've been together at this point, but you already have Forge professing his love for Storm, so I find that a little bit quick, but hey. Yeah, and the ending, this show has consistently left me wanting more, which is always the great sign of good entertainment, is that you leave the audience wanting more. I'm very curious about who that adversary is. I may not be as up on my X-Men history, so if you have an idea of who it is and you want to let me know, leave it in the comments, because I'm intrigued. The whole I thought maybe it was Shadow King. So tell me if you think it's Shadow King, because I know that's supposed to be an adversary that's sort of like Professor Xavier's opposite number and almost sort of like Freddy Krueger type character that comes and torments people in their dreams. Or maybe it's something completely different. I'm not sure. I liked the little Easter eggs in there. You get pictures of X Factor. I like the Forge's backstory. I like the little bit of the idea that he has helped the government develop some of the mutant hunting tools and how that introduces some conflict to the plot. This series continues to entertain, really liking it. I'd give this episode a B plus. I hope the quality continues. Did you feel the same way? I'd like to hear from you. What did you think about this episode? Did you like it? What'd you think? Leave me a comment. Let me know. Remember, we also have our Instagram page as well, so you can feel free to leave us a message on Instagram as well. So, hope to leave more of these little hit-and-run reviews of the X-Men episodes as I watch them. Going to be recording with Chris tomorrow night, so we may have a full episode up soon, so we'll see. This has been Jay with the Just Us Nerds podcast with another review of the X-Men 97 cartoon. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.